Hello, and welcome to your GCSE PE Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important topics in your OCR Component 01 exam, physical health, the benefits of exercise, and the consequences of a sedentary lifestyle. This comes up every single year, and candidates who really nail this topic know exactly how to classify their answers, use the right technical language, and structure their responses to hit every mark band. So whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, you're in exactly the right place. Let's get started. Right, let's build your knowledge from the ground up. The OCR specification, that's J587, requires you to know the benefits of physical activity across three specific domains. Think of it as a triangle. At each corner, you have physical benefits, emotional benefits, and social benefits. Examiners will always award marks based on these three categories, so you must classify your answers correctly. Let's go through each one. Physical benefits first. These are the ones most candidates know, but they often lose marks by being too vague. Don't say your heart gets stronger. Say, regular aerobic exercise leads to cardiac hypertrophy, meaning the heart muscle becomes stronger and more efficient, resulting in a lower resting heart rate. That's the kind of precise language that earns AO1 marks. Key physical benefits include a reduced risk of coronary heart disease, or CHD, because exercise reduces fatty deposits in the arteries and improves blood flow. Increased bone density, particularly through weight-bearing exercise like running or resistance training, which helps prevent osteoporosis later in life. Improved cardiovascular fitness, meaning your heart and lungs work more efficiently. Healthy body composition, a better ratio of muscle to fat, and a reduced risk of type 2 diabetes. Because regular exercise improves the body's ability to regulate blood sugar through insulin sensitivity. Now let's move to emotional benefits. This is where candidates often mix things up, so listen carefully. Emotional benefits are about how exercise affects your feelings and mental state. Examples include stress relief. Exercise triggers the release of endorphins, which are natural mood-boosting chemicals in the brain, improved mood and reduced anxiety. Increased confidence and self-esteem, particularly as fitness improves. And aesthetic appreciation, that's the enjoyment you get from watching or performing skilled movement. Remember, confidence is emotional. Making friends is social. Don't mix those two up. It's one of the most common mistakes in the exam. Finally, social benefits. These are about how exercise connects you with other people. Key examples: teamwork, learning to work collaboratively towards a shared goal. Making new friendships through shared sporting experiences. Social mixing, particularly important for groups like the elderly, who may be at risk of isolation, a sense of belonging to a team or club, and cooperation, understanding roles within a group. When you get an AO2 application question, where you're given a scenario like an elderly person joins a bowls club, you need to link the social benefit directly to that scenario. Say something like, joining a bowls club provides opportunities for social mixing, which helps combat loneliness and improves the individual's sense of belonging. Now let's flip it around and look at the consequences of a sedentary lifestyle. A sedentary lifestyle means one with very little or no physical activity. Think sitting at a desk all day, minimal exercise, low energy expenditure. The OCR mark scheme wants you to name specific medical conditions, not just say you get unhealthy. The key conditions you must know are coronary heart disease, or CHD, caused by fatty deposits building up in the coronary arteries, restricting blood flow to the heart. Type 2 diabetes, where the body becomes resistant to insulin or doesn't produce enough, leading to dangerously high blood sugar levels. Osteoporosis, reduced bone density, making bones fragile and prone to fracture. Hypertension, that's high blood pressure, which puts extra strain on the heart and increases the risk of stroke. Poor body composition or obesity, an excess of body fat relative to muscle mass, often resulting from a caloric surplus where more calories are consumed than expended. And mental health issues, including depression and anxiety, linked to the absence of endorphin release that exercise would normally provide. For AO3 extended responses, you need to explain the mechanism, the how and why. For example, a sedentary lifestyle leads to a caloric surplus as energy intake exceeds energy expenditure. Over time, this results in increased adipose tissue, body fat, which contributes to poor body composition and raises the risk of type 2 diabetes due to reduced insulin sensitivity. Now let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. Here are the most important tips. Tip 1. Classify correctly. In any question asking for benefits of exercise, always state which category your benefit belongs to. physical, emotional, or social. Even if the question doesn't ask you to, it shows the examiner you understand the specification and it keeps your answer organized. Tip 2, use technical language. The mark scheme specifically rewards precise terminology. Increased bone density gets the mark. Stronger bones does not. Reduced risk of CHD gets the mark. Better heart health does not. Learn the exact phrases from the specification and use them. Tip 3, for 6-mark extended response questions, cover all 3 domains. The level descriptors for level 3, which is 5 or 6 marks, require candidates to demonstrate breadth of knowledge. If you only write about physical benefits, you cap yourself at level 2 at best. Tip 4, in explain questions, always state the mechanism. The command word explain means you must say how or why something happens. Exercise reduces the risk of CHD is an identification, AO1. Exercise reduces the risk of CHD because it reduces fatty deposits in the arteries, improving blood flow to the heart. That's an explanation. AO2 or AO3, that's what gets you the marks. Tip 5, don't confuse consequences with symptoms. A consequence of a sedentary lifestyle is a specific condition, CHD, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis. A symptom is something like feeling tired. The mark scheme wants conditions, not symptoms. Right, let's test what you've just learned. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. Name 3 physical benefits of regular exercise. Pause now and think. Answer. Any 3 from reduced risk of CHD, increased bone density, improved cardiovascular fitness, healthy body composition, reduced risk of type 2 diabetes. Question 2. What is the difference between an emotional and a social benefit? Pause now. Answer. Emotional benefits affect your feelings and mental state, like stress relief or increased confidence. Social benefits involve interaction with others, like teamwork or making new friendships. Question 3. Name 3 specific medical conditions linked to a sedentary lifestyle. Pause now. Answer. Coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis. Also accept hypertension or obesity. Question 4. What does the command word explain require you to do? Pause now. Answer. State how or why something happens, not just what it is. Brilliant work getting through that. Let's do a quick recap of the key takeaways. Benefits of exercise fall into 3 domains: physical, emotional, and social. Always classify them. Use precise technical language, increased bone density, reduced risk of CHD, cardiac hypertrophy, caloric surplus. Consequences of a sedentary lifestyle include specific medical conditions, CHD, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, hypertension, and poor body composition. For extended responses, cover all 3 domains and always explain the mechanism behind each benefit or consequence. And remember, explain means how and why, not just what. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and make sure you're using the exact language from the OCR mark scheme. Good luck in your exam. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.